zkusí nám, chtěl by se vrátit o nějaký ten rok zpátky, teď zase malým klukem, který si rád hraje, který je s tebou.
For many Czechs, politics is a world of its own, with its own rules and strange characters. Some back their candidates based on things that have little to do with their actual policies or their record, and some get their ideas from the media. Among the country's leading political analysts, whose job it is to explore and explain what is really going on, is Bohumil Doležal, one of the Czech Republic's most respected and arguably the funniest political analysts. Doležal is also the only Czech political commentator who keeps a daily blog where he sums up the events of the day and publishes his comments and essays. But he first started covering a very different field. After graduating from Prague's Charles University in German studies, he joined a literary magazine called Tvář, or The Face.
Bylo to hlavně proto, že my jsme se chtěli vážně zabývat literaturou.
The main reason was that we wanted to cover literature seriously. And covering literature was possible despite all the limitations, while covering politics was not. For one simple reason. There was preliminary censorship in place at the time. They would confiscate materials before they even went to print. On the one hand, this was not that bad because the authors had an alibi, because later, under the Soviet occupation, censorship was subsequent. First you wrote something, and then they fired you. So this was a little more humane. But on the other hand, if they confiscated serious material, it could lead to repression. So we wanted to cover literature seriously, but serious coverage of literature was at that time political.
Ale vážně se zabývat literaturou v té době bylo politikum.
Despite its modest political aspirations, Tvář magazine was one of the first publications of the reformist 1960s that was banned by the communist authorities. That happened in 1967. By that time, the reform process had already gained momentum, and some Communist Party members were trying to fix the errors and mistakes committed in the previous decade. But Bohumil Doležal never gave in to the illusions of a new and more just world order, which was so tempting after the atrocities of the Second World War.
Well, first of all, I was very lucky. At the time when joining the party was tempting, I was 7 years old, so that was not possible. And when I grew up and was around 20 and got into a situation when something like this loomed, I was old enough to say to myself, that's absolutely out of the question. So that was one thing. The other was that back then, when I was studying at the philosophical faculty, which was in the late 1950s, there was no coercion on these issues. They didn't force anyone to join the party. Only those who wanted to pursue their careers at any cost joined. And once you renounced this, no one bothered you.
A když se člověk tohodle toho zřek, tak ho nikdo neotravoval.
Even before the Soviet-led invasion that crushed the Prague Spring, Bohumil Doležal never fully trusted the reformists and their efforts to bring about socialism with a human face. When the troops eventually arrived in August 1968, Mr. Doležal was in Austria, but came back to Prague soon after.
My late friend Emanuel Mandler said one simple thing. If getting out of the Russian camp had been so easy, everybody would have done it. The most unpleasant thing for me was that it came at a time when I managed to travel to the West for the second time in my life. And for reasons that had little to do with politics, I had a wife and a small child back here, I decided to come back after some 3 days. Look, the time was really weird. At the beginning, for example, I couldn't imagine that the terrible nastiness could last for more than some 5 or 6 years. I thought people just wouldn't have that. But no way, it of course lasted much longer. So from the start, we held on to any hope we had, any good news. Even my signing of the Charter 77 was motivated by my belief that things could not go on like this. But unfortunately, it turned out that things could. That was the major error of the whole concept of Charter 77 that I took part in, and I did not criticize it at the time when it was fashionable to do so.
Even before the fall of communism in November 1989, Bohumil Doležal co-founded a democratic political party, the Democratic Initiative. The party did not do very well, and so Mr. Doležal became chief advisor to then Prime Minister Václav Klaus. 16 years on, how does he feel about President Klaus and some of his controversies?
I have a very intense feeling that Václav Klaus has lost his grip on reality. But when you put it that way, it might seem that he first had a grip on reality and then lost it. I was in touch with him back in the 1980s when he participated on the second Tvar magazine in 1968 and 1969. And there was also something important about the concept he came up with after 1989. He didn't want to invent any new revolutionary ideas that would avoid the mistakes the West made, or establish a democracy the world had not seen before, which was something Václav Havel wanted to do, but rather follow in the European traditions based on the existence of political parties and their competition.
One of the topics Mr. Doležal has covered extensively is the inability and refusal of the Czech society to admit its past errors, particularly the expulsion of 3 million of Czechoslovakia's ethnic Germans after the Second World War. Mr. Doležal says that the Czechs' refusal to see what really happened at that time has very serious political consequences even today.
I think its effect on practical politics is remarkable, because the problem with the years 1945 to 1948 was not so topical after November 1989 as it is now. The problem is not communism, but it's Russia. That's what's in play here. Russia has come back. One can understand them. They lost a great part of their colonial empire, and they would like to restore their influence, at least in some areas, as much as they can. But understandable as it may be, for us, it's unacceptable, and it's precisely the way we look at the period from 1945 to 1947 that makes us grossly underestimate this danger. We don't see the substance of what happened here at that time.
And Bohumil Doležal does what he can to explain and warn of these dangers. On the internet, he can reach many more people than back in his dissident days. So how many people go to his website today?
Oh, I don't think I know. According to these statistics, I get some 1,500 people a day, on a good day, that is. Now it's the holidays, so it's some 100 fewer than that. But I do think it's a great thing compared to how I did things in the 1980s. When I wrote something back then, I had to take great pains and typed it 20 times. Then I could lend it to 20 people. You have to acknowledge that 1,500 people now goes well beyond that.
Musíte uznat, že prostě 1,500 lidí je trošku víc.